Well, I'm proud to have run into a state senator, Sandy O'Brien, who is actually state senator for the district I live in, Ohio. So I work in the farm and dairy booth, and she is the senator for the farm. Are you farm and dairy's district, right?
I am senator for Geauga County, Ashtabula County, and Trumbull County. I live on a small farm in Lenox Township, which is Ashtabula County. We're not full-time farmers, but we used to have a feeder pig operation. We used to do honey and maple syrup, and I'm just really pleased to be your state senator.
Well, thank you.
At the beautiful Geauga Fair, this is my third fair.
Your third fair of the day?
No. For the summer.
Okay. Yes. I think Trumbull is today as well, isn't it?
No, Trumbull was the first one.
Oh, was it?
That was at least 3 weeks ago.
Oh, what's the other one that the guy...
Ashtabula that they just had.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it to this one. This was the mellow day at the fair, the first day, so are you coming back all days?
I am. I'm going to spend a lot of time here at Geauga Fair. It's a wonderful fair. I grew up here in Geauga County. My husband and I are from Bainbridge.
So when did you get exposed to the wonderful farm and dairy newspaper?
Well, a lot of our friends are dairy farmers. I was on Farm Bureau, and I was in the Ag Extension board member. And so I'm very familiar with how well the United States does in our farming industry. But on the flip side of that, there are a lot of people who do not know a lot about farming because we're only 2% of the population. We're so good at what we do. I mean, I actually had adults who went to college who didn't know chocolate milk does not come from brown or black cows. I thought they were teasing, but they were not. So I had to educate them.
Well, and think about how much of Ohio is farming, and you've got rural and you've got city populations, and you've got extremely different issues that affect both populations, and how do you govern for such a diverse range of populations with ethics and with goals in mind? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I guess when you mention Ohio agriculture, we are one of the best in agriculture, and I am extremely, extremely proud of that. But that's why when you elect senators, there's only 33 of us in the state of Ohio, and then we're supposed to be the voice for our constituents in that region. And that's a good point. I've got farmers, and I also have factories in the cities.
Yeah.
I've got Warren, I've got Ashtabula. So it's like a balancing act, and that probably is better for our constituents, that you hear from all of us. Northeast Ohio has very unique weather here, and sometimes I'm on a committee and they're talking about putting something in for mild winters, and I say, hey, that's not going to work well in my district where we get 2 feet of snow, and it's not a photoshopped photo. It's a fact. We have that kind of weather.
A lot of people do not realize that the Appalachian Mountain foothills end in Ohio.
Good point.
And so the eastern part of Ohio is such a higher elevation, it gets slammed with snow.
Exactly. Well, actually, plus we're not just east of Cleveland, we're north. Ashtabula,
yes,
County is the only county in the state of Ohio that has Canadian vegetation. That's how far north we are.
Wow, that's very cool. I never knew that. Now that's a farm and dairy trivia fact.
It is, yeah. But I'm really proud of our agriculture industry. As I said, we're so good at it that sometimes it can hurt us on the offside because people don't understand where their actual food comes from.
That's right.
Right.
So I know that you've got another issue that you're passionate about, that's food for the brain, education, and how we spend our education dollars.
Exactly. My first career, I was a teacher, very, very proud of that. But I'm a firm believer in tax dollars belong to the taxpayers. That's hard-earned money they give to government for a public service. Parents are the most important people in children's lives. They know what is best for their children. They know what works best in education. One size does not fit all. So I was successful in passing a bill where our state tax dollars, now follow the student to the school they want to go to, be it public or private. I'm very, very, very proud of that. That the competition is going to make all of the schools better. It will, just like it does on any product.
Sure.
It's going to work well for education.
And the schools that are broken now are hopefully going to,
I'm hoping they'll improve. Right. That's a tough job today. Being a teacher is a really, really tough job.
Well, and also in school districts where you've got shifting tax, bases, and I mean, you've got some huge places that are such disaster zones that their school systems have been screwed up for 50 years.
You don't realize Ohio, when you took it at the Ohio federal and local level, we're pushing $26 billion for our schools. We fund our schools quite well. We really do. It's more about how are you spending this. Mm. Spend it on our students, spend it on our teachers. We don't need a bunch of new administrators. Nothing against administrators, but they tend to take some of that new money and they're top heavy there.
Yeah, yeah.
We should be student-based. Student, what's best for our students first and foremost. And again, competition is gonna raise the boat, and we're gonna get better education all across Ohio.
How hard was it to get something passed? Like the procedure of getting a law passed, how does that work?
It's more difficult than you think, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, because you want to make sure that the majority of us who represents you, Ohioans, are for this bill. Very few bills get through the way we write them. They get amended. And that's not necessarily a bad thing either. So we hear from our big cities, our smaller cities, our villages, our townships, our farms. That's who Ohio is.
That's what politics is about.
That's what it's about. Yeah, a lot of compromise. But again, maybe in the end it's a better bill. Yes.
Well, good. Well, thank you for your work. It looks like Ken's got to do work and sell a T-shirt for the farm and dairy instead of talking politics.
That's what I'm looking for.
Cool.
He's going to sell you what? I'm just here getting an interview.
Oh, I'm sorry to be the bother
you. No, you're not bothering
us. No.
But do you have a 2X?
Oh, heck yes.
All right.
Hey, come on. It's under there. No.
Okay, I can find it.
I'm teasing.
I see it over there. So, can I say hi? I'm Sandy O'Brien.
Oh, very nice to meet you, and I'd love to support the farm and dairy.
There you go.